This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Elan. We have the beautiful Jenny here.
Kia ora, good morning.
Rod, and our
good morning.
Friend Mr. Phelps over
good
here.
Good morning.
Now, it's been a thoroughly interesting week for me. I've been singing in old folks' homes. I've went to a funeral of our friend Debbie, who got kicked by a horse.
I'm sorry.
Yep, and I went to the Salvation Army yesterday. 18 men were there, and I love the work that they do amongst men who are streeties and men who are fathers and this sort of thing.
I've got a really bad cold today, so I'm not going to do a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about when Christ to Israel life appears, we will appear him in glory. So I talked about the progressive coming of Christ, that Christ wants to arise in our hearts and identifying with Christ, with his death, burial, resurrection and ascension, and the Benjamin Paul celestial man. That's my purple colour, which is the insightful seer. He educates and enlightens new creation Benjamites, Pauline celestial men as angelic apostles. The feminine angelic apostle is Mary Magdalene. We need to become like God in nature and likeness, assimilated into God. We need to identify with God in his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, glorification, and co-deification. And also practicing the universal consciousness of the body of Christ, getting the feel of the head, recognizing Paul's apostolic pattern. The universal body is called the Church of God. So now on, I'm going to be bringing people direct into reigning in Christ, acknowledging the Lord Jesus Christ, not just the earthly Jesus. And that's what we need to do. Now, I'm putting together a whakapapa seal as well as a Justice of the Peace seal based on Maori sovereignty. So I'm going to be using this as a prototype because my ancestry goes back to Holland and back to William of Orange as a sovereign citizen, common law equity councillor, the eight-pointed star of Melchizedek. So that's a wonderful sovereignty group, the Eor Matua Kuri group, isn't it, Rod?
Yes, indeed, Jack. And I think the essence of it is a splice between the interaction with English common law and, well, Māori language, English language.
Yeah, so this sovereign citizen in the paper here, he took the government to court, and a Taupo motorcyclist who billed the government, police and courts $55 million for his time has lost in a high court appeal after arguing New Zealand law did not apply to him because of Maori sovereignty. The Justice Lane Harvey, rejecting the sovereign citizen pseudo-law argument as a straw man, Kemp Adrian Pirata filed invoice seeking $55 million. He claimed Parliament had no jurisdiction over him, as he claimed he was equal in sovereignty to King Charles III, relating to the 1666 statute, the Turi Whenua Māori Act, reciting biblical jubilee passages and unextinguishable native title.
Yes, I just saw Mr. Phelps flinch there when those were mentioned. Now, just before you go, I think the solar system sovereign would be Elon Musk, the trillionaire. He's flying around on his motorcycle, putting cars up into space, and he's the best sovereign example we have. But down on Earth, he's following all the rules, he's making sure that everything passes. So we've got an example of a sovereign in the solar system sense, a trillionaire, Jack.
Now, Chloe Swarbrick, is that how you pronounce her name, puts together the Tinoranga Teretanga Trust investing $2 billion into changing marais, especially up north. I don't agree with Chloe in some way because she had a relationship with some woman up with the Theosophical Society, and she claims to be focusing on kinfolk when we're focusing on brotherhood. So That's interesting. Yeah, that appeal is going forward. We're doing a lot of work, brother.
See, Jack, we're brotherhood in the sense of an armed thing, but then there's the camp followers, because they were people boiling the jugs and doing the washing.
Yes.
So when an army marches, yes, you've got brotherhood at the front, but you've got a whole lot of camp followers at the back. And so Chloe represents the camp followers.
Yeah, but I take my hat off to her. Here she is with the Greenies putting together this Tino Ranga Teretanga policy that's going to help transform Marae's. So we mightn't agree with the Maoris in terms of the Sovereign Act and this guy who took them to court or whatever, but you can't fault Chloe for putting together supporting all Maori Marae's and honouring the treaty around the country.
So Jenny wants to go down to Wellington, and you're quite happy to have, Jenny, two nights on a Marae before we go and do that thing on Parliament grounds?
I would be quite happy to do that, but so on the 12th of November, I'm holding, well, there will be a Remembrance Day held for State Care Abuse Survivors. And so I'm in the works of talking to all the MPs and the government to come out and address... address the survivors.
Yeah.
And talk with the survivors.
You've got Remembrance Day to be celebrated on the 11th of November, 2026, honouring state care abuse.
12th of November.
12th. And the White Cross Movement survivors.
Yes, the White Crosses will be there.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So, is Steve going down for that protest?
No, I've invited him.
Yeah,
but
because he's put together this Families for Justice charity set up by Steve and Jan Quinn with a network around the country, because he supports marginalised men. So the Families for Justice charity, well, it has great potential, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because we've always wanted it to be a charity, haven't we?
We weren't actually supposed to be mentioning this, but...
Well, if you're not going to mention it, we'll take the microphone back. Now, we talked about Musk as a sovereign.
I can't talk about anything, Jenny.
We've got
Mr.
Phelps, because Musk and Mr. Phelps have 12 children each, and I think both of them have got 13 children because the baker's dozen.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's our sovereign sitting right here. We have a live sovereign.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell me, Mr. Phelps.
Yes.
Carl, what's your name again? It's Steve. Steve Phelps.
Yes.
We're supposed to be going over to Matamata in a couple of weeks' time with the independent candidates group.
Yes.
And we're supposed to be looking at a constitution. Mm. Are we just going there for one day, or is it for the weekend?
I've only been told by Steve Hart this is just a one-day thing, I think. Yeah, I could be wrong.
Yeah,
maybe
it's very interesting, because what's happened is Carl and Stephen have sort of gone in, sort of the thing has got its own little momentum. So I wrote up the constitution for Carl, and I did the incorporated one and the unincorporated one. Then Carl went down to Wellington to put his thing in at the electoral office.
Yes.
And then it turned out that the government has gone and moved the dates forward. Goldsmith did it in the December 2005. Anyway, all of a sudden the Kiwi Party or something have gone and taken a court action against it.
All of a sudden,
I've gone and written a letter to the King Charles III to say, and the Justice of the Peace to say, look, you've got to quell this rebellion. And then all of a sudden we hear all the National Party gathering, because I think they've been told by the Governor General, if you don't sort this out or let them have their time in the sun and reverse it, because it's your legislation, we'll dissolve Parliament now. And then what would we have then?
Mm. Yeah, they obviously want to take over, because National is going for a power grab, putting together a referendum in order to get rid of MMP and bring back first past the post. So he wants to go back. He's an ancient dinosaur.
Well, this is what I come up with, Jack. What say the election happens and there are 72 electorate votes, right? And the Governor-General says you're not allowed to have any party MPs in. Parliament's been shrunk to 72 electorates, and that's it. Take the other seats out, not 120. We're back to 72. Still MMP,
yep.
But all of a sudden...
Now, Nashville wants to take the super age up to 73.
Oh, sure they do.
Mm. And, like, because they haven't got the money to pay for it, and it looks as though they're waiting for older people to die, and you can't collect the super until you're a lot older. Mm. And he's done a deal with the Indian Prime Minister Modi, trading with weaponry because they want to support our military here in this country. And it appears he wants to bring in more Chinese immigrants. Is he there for the ordinary people anymore? The right wingers are taking
over. We spend $32 billion on retirement income at 65 at the moment. What I would suggest is that's $32 billion is spent on having kids to learn to read.
Yeah.
That's it. I'd just tie every year we spend $32 billion on teaching kids to read. That's it. We just make that simple thing and allow it to take care of itself.
Yeah.
Because you imagine all of, well, what would you think would happen if $32 billion was focused on kids learning to read? All those over 65, everything was about the focus on the child learning to read and write.
Yeah, so I want to see older people having a say in politics. I want to see older people like being mentors to their children, the grandparents for justice.
Jenny, you're the youngest one here.
Yeah. Yes.
So
what? What's the question? Come on.
The question is National relevant when they want to put the super age up? The question is...
They're not... It's not a good idea.
Are they there for the ordinary
decision.
People? Like you being a mother with children, do you feel that they keep you, you know, in money, flush with money, and they look after you as a parent?
No, they're not really into socialism.
They're not, are they?
No. Yeah. They're not into sharing, wealth sharing.
Yep.
So.
And I've got this song here by Rob Tockler. Full implementation. There can be no coincidences with our MPs and ministers when there is no subjection to any opposition. When there is no transparency, then there is no democracy and no political representation voicing our objection. Full implementation. Well, that's a bit of a radical song.
Full implementation. It cool sounds song. Like, is your glass half full or half empty in this full implementation?
We as the ordinary people of this country, and that's where the independents come in,
yes.
We need to represent a voice of the people. If they're just going for right-wingers, if they're putting the super age up, if they're no longer listening, if they don't like MMP, what's the point of having them there?
At the protest on AI, didn't we? We talked about this. Yes. We said our council is there to provide water for a little kid that needs a drink. And these big AI people from overseas, you talked about 63% owned in the share market in the States, they're coming over. They're getting treated like a visitor or a little child for a glass of water.
But all
of a sudden, their requirements are huge amounts of water, huge amounts of electricity, and then all of a sudden, when it goes that way, a little kid doesn't have water and mum can't put the microwave on to heat up her food. That's what the AI protest was about, wasn't it?
Yep,
so one of the two people were there. Sandy was there and one other person.
Yes, Roe.
Roe, four of us, Jack.
So here's an article by the Waikato Times about America at the moment. AI and data centres are powering leftist populists. They see AI as the grim reaper of American jobs, an energy predator sucking up power from the local grid and pushing up prices. And while 62% of Americans own shares and have a direct interest in the surging stock market, 38% do not. This is the audience for the new anti-tech populists.
Well, Jack, the opposite of that would be a conservative isolate. They enjoy their AI. A conservative isolate enjoys AI.
Okay, yep. True.
Yeah. So, like, I've had to focus on an AI chatbot for my suicide prevention trust, and I'm testing it out. It's costing me about $70 a month. and it'll actually talk to you and take you through a buddy support process. I see it as being amoral. It can be used for good or for evil. But what you're saying is that if these AI centres suck up the power and utilise a lot of water, that parents won't be able to, you know, keep their children warm, and it won't be there focused on children.
Well, if you set up
on families,
you think about it. You set up an AI centre of 150 acres. You put armed guards around the outside, and you got free water and power. I mean, I'd love to go to any country of the 193 in the world and create a 150 acre precinct, which I'm sovereign of, and with power and water, Jack.
Yeah, so I'm still believing in the independent coalition or the independent candidates, the voice of the people, locally and internationally. Jack Gillen, Hamilton West, family restoration, solid social justice, health and the arts, Rod, Minister for Law and Justice.
The Attorney General, Jack.
Yep. Stephen Kelp, Minister for Anti-Corruption, for Families and Future Generations. That's you, isn't it, Stephen?
It is, yes.
So
yes.
I'm actually looking forward to going to Matamata and looking at this constitution.
Mm.
So obviously if it's a Monday meeting, so we go on the Sunday night, stay at a marae, then we actually have a sleepover because obviously a dinner on the Monday night, and talk late into the evening. I'm not allowed to say cigarettes and cups of tea on radio, am I? Nicotine?
Yeah.
And then we go back on Tuesday morning.
Now, there's a huge problem with AI because they had something on chatting cafes. Apparently they've got 8 of them around the country.
Oh, yes.
People no longer communicate with one another and don't know how to be authentic with one another face to face. And apparently these cafes, the guy who's doing it, he goes on the street and he tries to get an authentic conversation or tries to get to know someone, you know, with relationships. And he had to admit that he's having a problem with that. So as we go into AI and chatbots and everything, will we be able to communicate? Because everything will be on devices, eh?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to teach my son to get into social activities, to communicate well. He's beating me in chess.
Sandy picked up something. People are getting busker's licenses and they're not playing.
I've got my new one.
And they're not paying any information. They just have a hat out there and a card to say, give me some money. But anyway, he gives, and for a year and a half, this woman gave him some thing. And then he said, when she asked for a cigarette, said, I've given you all of this in an 18 months. What have you given me in the last 18 months? And it was the biggest zero he made with his hand like this, Jack. Mm. It's like the circle.
Yeah.
And he was saying, don't give to beggars. It encourages beggars.
I've got a busker's license now, and I'm thinking of taking this song down there, this tune. This isn't democracy. It's hands down tyranny. Like a criminal cartel, it's happening on a global scale. It's all in the lockstep in the democratic West. Industrial evolution in the fourth revolution. Full implementation. So is Big Brother going to take over completely?
Neil Dumby's over in Matamata. Matamata is an interesting place to have some independents go because it's the heartland of national. It's always been national all the way through. And for independent green shoot to pop up there and having Tangata Whenua, because there's obviously 7 Māori seats, Jack, 65 general seats, that's 72 seats all. So having it on a marae over there, so they're looking into it. The mayor's been involved. He said you can use the council chambers for your meeting. So these are the things that Neil Dunby is. Because what's happened with Carl is he's finding so much apathy on the street. It's soaked into him and he's died in the war with apathy. So he's handing it over. And as I said, 4. So there's Neil, yourself, Phelps. Because Steve also cancelled a meeting for his one as well. Doesn't have faith. Whereas there's a lot of faith here moving forward.
Yeah, so my nephew, I went to visit him at Henry Bennett, and you can't use a spiritual model with a medical model.
Is it still Henry Rongomo Bennett?
Yes. And I went in there and I told a few of them that Jesus loved them, but they got a bit mixed up in their head and they started to react.
Yeah.
And with my poor nephew, because he's actually attempted suicide a couple of times.
Attempted to end his
life. Yeah, and me and his mum are working together, and we're desperately trying to get a program put in place for him. So this RAP program, which is Wellness Recovery Action Plan, and you look at when you trigger off or you've got issues, that you've got to find a buddy supporter, and you've got to have some way of dealing with that angst. And my nephew is blaming God in some ways for his condition.
Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, what about service, Jack? Because obviously a person who turns in on themselves, they want to prevent causing harm to the wider community. But it's so easy to sweep some leaves. It's so easy to have a smile. What do you think, Phelpsy? Because, I mean, it's about service. Like, you can
serving
measure service.
Mankind,
like, one
people.
Of the big things is you get up, if you don't want to change the world, you get up and make your bed first. That was always something that I found interesting, is pulling the covers up and just being proud of that little square that you're going to spend 8 hours the next night.
I teach my son to make his bed. Yeah. What about Kenny Papa? Is he making his bed yet? Or
No.
There's a nappy involved.
No, he doesn't actually like sleeping in his own bed, but he will do it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So coming back to my Rainbow Ribbons program, you've got six steps down. You do a wellness program and you cooperate with your higher power as a listener. You become a buddy supporter. You need someone to support you, particularly when you're at risk of taking your life. You find the buddy supporter. You practice grief therapy, become a freedom fighter, a whole holistic healer and trauma recovery practitioner. So once you've dealt with the issues in your life and the triggers, and cooperate with your higher power, you come up the ladder, you become an uplifter, you become a leader, you become a supervisor. So this is a way of training everyone to be there. And that's why with the Theosophical Society, I said that you can't sell spirituality, because if it's taken over from the top by all these money grubbers, how can we be there for normal, common, everyday people?
Well, they changed the Incorporated Societies Act in 1908, because 10-cent fine for pecuniary gain was nothing. And I think there was corruptancy happening within Incorporated Societies. Now they've gone the other way, where it's a $50,000 fine for everything, and no one wants to be a volunteer anymore, Jack. So all of a sudden you've got the Theosophical Society gathering up the $61 million, but then losing it all in legal fines.
Terrible. So is it true that there's 700 societies who have a parent body and they're not free to be independent?
Yeah, well,
who they really are before the Lord, because
did you know, Jack, today I can tell you that the appeal has had its $4,000 filed, and there's three appeal judges.
Watch out, people.
Exactly. The judges are now got it before them. So this is something that there's going to be an interpretation of what Parliament intended. Jack?
I'm getting angry.
Congratulations
at these guys.
Those little Hamiltonians.
They're lucky I haven't borne a grudge, because I want to do citizens' arrests on
them. Once we go down to the Theosophical Society, we're going to 101 Massey Street, and we're going to bring the Theosophical Society over to Albert's bit of Māori land. So we're going to do this pendulum swing. But going on there is prayerful first. If you go on there, 101 is prayer. I talked to Albert. I did a prayer.
Talking about Albert again, I don't get it that Justice Lane Harvey, he's rejecting sovereign citizenship. He's calling it pseudo-law, when in 1666, this statute, the Te Rewhenua Māori Act, was citing biblical, it's equity, common law equity, isn't it? An unextinguishable native title, cest quaest. It is an actual law that says that if a person dies, the land or the property has to be passed on somewhere, and you have a right to unextinguishable property.
Okay, Jack, you've said it on the radio. Let's pick that up next week, because obviously it's something that we need to research, the Latin.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Latin.
Jenny knows about the Latin. She said it nicely.
Because otherwise, you write off the treaty and you write off fuck off the putanga, and this Maori believed that he had a right to take the police to court for $55 million.
I think the meeting of the National Party today is because they're finally wanting John Key to move out of Parliament House, because have you heard him on the news? when Luxon won at 6 in the morning, was there with white bait, crack a couple of eggs, and he gave him breakfast in bed. This is when he finally gets the boot on his backside and says, thank you very much, John Keyes. Some woman should take over National Party. Do you think a woman, which woman in National Party?
I would love Erica Stanford.
What's she standing for? What's
her portfolio? That's the call, Erica Stanford. Do you have a pick on a woman from there?
But Shane said Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, Humpty Dumpty had a
My wife said she wasn't too keen on Louise Upston, so that's my wife's view. What do you think, Phelpsy? What female MP politician leader would the National Party
actually, none of them. I don't like the financial.
So neither of them. Jenny, you get a second pick.
Second pick for Prime Minister. Definitely, I can tell you who I don't want to be the Prime Minister.
No, who do you want to be to go the females out of that? You got two picks actually.
I don't actually believe there's anybody else.
Okay, Stanford is the only one. There you go, Jack. That's Jenny's, and you guys have abdicated your authority to Jenny. If you're out there, Erica, congratulations. If you're still hanging on there, Mr. Luxon, Goldsmith needs to answer for what happened on December 2025, making the party list, forming a party
now,
that time frame.
Going back here, I've put together a fuck-a-papa seal based on William of Orange, because the party exists to champion fairness in the William of Orange mission statement, bold and visionary. The party exists to champion fairness, accountability and opportunity for all, empowering communities, strengthening democracy and ensuring that justice is not just a privilege but a right shared equally by every system. Would you go along with that, Rod? Justice is not a privilege but a right to every citizen.
Look, the thing is, the reason that we have, because I think Winston would make a good Governor General, because we want the pardonability used. At the moment it sits on the shelf and no one's dusted it off. Now the reason we had William of Orange is we needed some compassion in Parliament.
Yes.
And they bought
me as a
back
Dutchman, the Justice Party.
There you go. That's why William of Orange was there. Because after they got Parliament as to be the sovereign and positivist law, but there was no softening, there was no pardoning. Not Biden with the auto pen. That was taken over by people that were just staffers.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to putting these two seals together, Eeyore Matua Kuri seal and my own whakapapa seal. Mm-hmm. Chloe Swarbrick, thank you for putting together the Tinuranga Teretanga Trust, investing $2 billion into Marais, because when they're rejecting Maori sovereignty today in court, and even the treaty, this is a way to honour all Maoris in the nation.
Exactly.
So good on you, Chloe. Yeah.
Well, everybody can identify if they're on the electoral roll. So it's an identification situation. The other thing is, Jack, the Māori electorate get to vote for 7 electorate MPs. And
yeah.
I'm not sure
we're
your son,
going ahead.
Mr. Phelps, what's his name?
Independent candidates.
Matt's 35 years old and he's standing for which Māori electorate?
Unsure at the moment.
What about Waikato or Hauraki Waikato?
Yeah. Now, remember the day to be celebrated on the 11th, Remembrance Day.
It's the 12th, Jack. For the fourth time, it's the 12th of November.
Honouring state care abused and the White Cross movement. I'm part of the White Cross movement. I could be there too.
And so actually, there will be events happening all over the country, just like last year.
And
okay.
Let's honour the voice of the people and be there for everyone with suicide prevention, cooperating with your higher power.
We were just blessed enough that the government let us take Parliament grounds. Okay,
well, so this is
Steve
from the
Hart
Fringes.
Sounds like he's taking on, and you might be the deputy there if Steve Hart takes on the PIX party.
Okay, bye-bye bye everyone. Power to the people.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.